Get out of here,
right? You could stay
for
a while.
Yeah?
I think you'd want to.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'd learn something.
Yeah, learn.
Broaden our intellectual horizons. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Shalom, Rabbi. I'd like to welcome Rabbi back to the shir. And Rabbi has the floor to speak to the shir now.
Okay, thank you very much. I miss you all. Are the fellas back yet?
Yeah.
Steve Goodman?
Yeah, Rabbi.
Everybody?
Yeah, here.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for their visits and calls. And hopefully, there's a shame we should see each other in the near future.
Amen.
Yesterday, we learned the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about a person who's eating macholas asuras. He's eating treif of meat. Does he make a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona on the treif meat? And we said, an example could be a boy, a girl, a bal tshuva, who are not yet bal tshuva, but is involved in some kiruv organization, and comes and asks the question that they know that hopefully one day they'll eat kosher, but right now they're not eating kosher, but they still learn that there's an inyan of making brachas, so can they make a bracha on the non-kosher food they're eating? So we saw that the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yutet says kol ochel davar osur bein mezodam bein mishkaga einu mevarach alav lo betchila velo besof. You don't make any bracha if you eat macholas asuras. And the Ravid disagreed. And the Ravid says, as he says at the end, Kevan a bracha betchila besof lama yivarku hol benenu. Bracha is for hanah. Bracha rishona. If you get hanah, even if it's trade food, you should make a bracha. And the only thing that trade is different from anything else, besides that it's also to eat treif, but the only other difference is that if three people got together and ate treif food, they wouldn't have a zima. But in terms of making a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, the Ravid says certainly they do, and the Rambam disagrees. And we saw in Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on macholas asuras. There is a Yerushalmi on page 4. The Yerushalmi says, Tani matzah gzula osu levarech aleha. That stolen matzah you can't make a bracha on. Amar av Hoshai al-Shem u-Boseya borech no'et Hashem. Now, at first glance, Bukhara, this Yerushalmi has nothing to do with our machlokas Rambam and Ravid, because this is talking about a mitzvah, the mitzvah of matzah. And the Stama is talking about the bracha Birkas HaMitzvah, whether you make the Birkas HaMitzvah or not. So the Yerushalmi says you don't, just like the Bavli says when you take, when you make dough, and you mafrish challah on, if the dough was stolen, the chitim was stolen, then you don't make a bracha because it's boseh borech noit hashem. It's considered a curse to God. Then the Yerushalmi continues, Amar Rabbi Yoina hadar detem b'tchila, avol besof lo domim hu chayev lo. But that's only before you were kone. In other words, the halacha is that if you stole something, and there's yeish, person who's misyayish, and then you did a shinoi to it, so then you kone it. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it, and you still have to pay for it. But whatever you stole, you can keep. If there was yeish, and now the object, and subsequent to the yeish, there's a shinoi maisa. So the same thing he says over here, that hadar detem, when do we say you can't make a bracha on the matzah, that's betchila. But besof, meaning if it's already after the yeish and the shinoi, then you can make it with domim u'chayevlo. because he's only chayav to pay money. The object is his. But then the Yerushalmi continues, Rav Yonah Omer ein avera mitzvah. So since the thing came about an avera, you can't make a bracha on it. Yossi Omer ein mitzvah avera. Same type of idea. But I don't think this Yerushalmi has any relevance to the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, which Yerushalmi is talking about the Birkas HaMitzvah. The Birkas HaMitzvah, then you shouldn't make on a mitzvah that was stolen. But when you make a Birkas HaNenin, that's a separate issue, and that the Rambam says no, and the Ravid says yes.
Rabbi?
Yeah. Who's talking?
Yoni Kirshner.
Yeah.
Couldn't you say that, why does the matzah necessarily have to be eaten on Pesach? If he was eating the matzah on any other day of the year, it would be just a regular bracha nana, and not a bracha mitzvah.
Right. If you're eating matzah the rest of the year, so then it's a shiloh birkas hanana, and then it would be a machlokas ramam and raivin. But l'chara, this Yerushalmi pashtas is not talking about the rest of the year, it's talking about on Pesach.
Okay.
That's the pashat shah. So on Pesach, we make two brachas on the matzah. We make a motzi lechem and aretz and a shekhet shalom mitzvot sof tivon alachim as matzah. So, l'chora, Yerushalmi is referring to the brach of alachim as matzah. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
So we mentioned yesterday on page 5, let l'halacha we paskin about Dover Yitzhar. That's the Rambam Shita. The Taz wants to point out on the bottom of page 5, Elanira de Gamma Raivin Eno Kolek al Ochel Isser Bemez. Ela Ochel de Shogin. He wants to find us that the Raivin would agree that if you're eating it Bemez, even the Ravid would agree you shouldn't make a bracha. See, we said yesterday, why is it relevant what the Ravid holds? The Ravid says you can make a bracha. And we said it might be relevant because maybe B'shas HaKach, when you have this Baal Tshuva who really wants to make a bracha and it's going to break his heart or something like that, if you don't let him, so maybe B'shas HaKach, you can let him rely on the Shita's Ravid, who says you can make a bracha, Birkat HaNenin on Machalas Asuras. But the Taz says that even the Ravid only meant it if it's B'shogeg. And B'shogeg, he'll explain, means that you were nenas to do it. You were forced to do it. But if it's B'mezid, that he thinks even the Ravid would be moida, that you don't make a bracha. Al-Nira, the Gamma Ravid ain't a cholik al-ochel yisur B'mezid, el al-ochel B'shogeg. Shekachos of Harambam Sham. Okay, but not everyone agrees with this Taz. But that's the Taz Ashita, that only the Shogeg was the Ravid Cholik, but maybe he would agree. Pashtus is not like that, because Pashtus is, the Ravid is saying, that you got Hanoah. So why should there be a Chilik between Mezid and Shogeg? If it's far as that you got Hanoah, there shouldn't be any difference. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch continues on page 6. In Ochel Dover Yisra V'Mochem Sakhan and Levarchim Olam. In other words, we just got through saying that the Rambam Shita is that you don't make a bracha Rishona on Macholas Asuros. Right? You don't make a bracha Rishona on Macholas Asuros. But that's talking about a case where you have no heter to eat the macholas asuras. Namely, that you're either doing it the shogeg or the mazes, but there's no heter. Maybe you didn't know about it, maybe you were forced into it, or maybe you did it mamish the mazes. But there was no heter whatsoever to do it. So then the Rambam says, you're eating macholas asuras when there's no heter, even if it's the shogeg, but there was no heter to do it, then you don't make a bracha. But if somebody is sick and he has to eat machalas asuros to help him, and it's a shailah pikuach nefesh, Or an example of a person that's stuck on a desert island. He's stuck someplace, and if he doesn't eat the machalas usuros, he's going to die. So he has a heter, pikuach nefesh, to eat the machalas usuros. So the Mechaber says, imachal davar iser, imachal sakana, mevarchim alav. That if you ate a davar iser, imachal sakana, then you're mevarchim alav. So that means the Mechaber, who paskins like the Rambam, is claiming that even the Rambam is molde, that when even the Rambam is molde, that b'makom sakana you can make a bracha rishon. The Taz disagrees with this also, because Taz's opinion is that the whole machlokas Rambam and Rivas is only b'shogeg, and shogeg can mean onus, and yet the Rambam still says you don't make a bracha. So the Taz doesn't agree with this Mechaber. But the Pashas is, that's how we pass it, like the Mechaber. That if you're eating Macholos Asuras without a heter, so then you don't make. But if there's a heter, then you do make. And that's the Shaila also on Yom Kippur. What's the din if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur? So on page 7, goes Maimon, he says, on the bottom of page 7, 3 lines from the bottom, and he's eating in Yom Kippur. In other words, when he's saying Birkas Hamazon, he has to have, say, Yalla V'Yavo, and in the Yalla V'Yavo, he makes an insert for Yom Kippur. So the assumption is clearly that he makes Birkas Hamazon. And Lachar, if he makes Birkas Hamazon, he also makes a Birkas Hanenin beforehand. But there are Pashahu, the Batera Kahokha. In other words, he's doing something that's mutter. Adarabah, mitzvah Kahavid. It's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur if a person is not well. But that. To have it with the day, Yom Kippur for Shai Yontif. Yom Kippur for this sick person is like Shai Yontif. The Shalom Meir Berevi Baruch Zal Atkan. This is from the Maram Rutenberg. So, 1 second. So, the Hagos Maimedi Paskins that when you eat on Yom Kippur, you make a bracha. So, that fits into this Mechaber. Because the Mechaber Shita is like the Rambam, that normally you don't make a bracha on Macholos Asuras. But that's if it's Macholos Asuras. But this is not Macholos Asuras. This is, he's doing something that's totally mutter. So he's doing something mutter, he can make a bracha. Yeah.
No, I was just going to point out that...
Who's speaking?
Yaakov Shulman.
Yaakov.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Let me just conclude the sentence by saying that it's already, since the mitzvah, it's not machlokes, there's no shaila even by this case.
I can't hear you.
There's no shaila even by this case.
There's no shaila.
Of not making a bracha, because it's not the getter machlokes to suros, just like he wrote.
Right, there's no shaila, right?
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the Havamin is to say it's a problem.
Oh. So Yaakov asked a good question. He says, why do we even have to spend a second of the time discussing Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur requires pashut. If he's sick and he's glad to eat Yom Kippur, he makes a bracha. Oh, but look in the next page, Yaakov. In Tshuvas HaRambam. Tshuvas HaRashba, rather. Tshuvas HaRashba on page 8. Sha'al t'chola sh'tzarech lechol b'yom ha'kippurim. Acholos I have to eat on Yom Kippur. In Mivarech Hamotzi Birkas Hamazon im Lav. So if you make Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon or not, Gamadish Reisa Echad Men Achronim Shefriya She'im Mivarech. He says one of the Achronim says you shouldn't make a bracha because the Dachol gav the law Efshad the law Mishani. Even though you're going to get Hana, I'll be honest. Ein Mivarechim Al Kihah. He says this is considered honest, even though you're getting Hana. Bavik Isha Shenenso, which he lost the owner, is the self of a Rotsum. So if Isha is Nenso, and originally she was Nenso, and later on in the course of the Bia, she's enjoying it, that's still considered an onus. Because the Tchil is the onus. So the same thing over here. He has to eat, because Yom Kippur he's going to die if he doesn't eat. So it's onus. And yet, he might have been enjoying it, but still it's considered an onus. So the question is, so one of the achronim says, one of the opinions says that you shouldn't make a bracha. But the Rashba says, Shuva any rabbi b'divei zeh achron klum, dvarim shel toway. He says it's wrong. Meaning definitely you do make a bracha. Shalomru b'ochol hevel el she'en v'zamnim alav, klum she'enu roi l'ishaber l'tzaris. Avagula atma v'varach t'chil v'sof. V'isha ochol shum lo yochol shum acher. He says that if a person is eating tevel, so ain't mezamnim alav, like the Ravid said. Aval hu atzmo mevarach tchil v'sof. The misha ochol shum lo yochol shum acher. You know what that means? Misha ochol shum lo yochol shum acher. What does that phrase mean? That's a gemara brachas. It's talking about a person who put food into his mouth without a bracha. So the question is, so do we say now, since he forgot the bracha in the beginning, so he doesn't make a bracha? No. If you did something wrong, you don't continue doing the wrong thing. The same thing, the expression is, misha achol shum, if you ate garlic, right, and you have bad breath because of your garlic, so you don't say you'll eat more garlic. No, it'll make it even worse. So the same thing over here. He's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but don't say that he shouldn't make a bracha. He should make a bracha, but if he's not going to make a bracha, he's making the situation even worse. So Yaakov ben Avigdor Shulda. Do you know what the Rashba is saying here? The Rashba is saying an unbelievable thing. The Rashba is saying is that the reason why you make a bracha on what? On eating on Yom Kippur is because the Rashba paskens like the Ravid, that by Macholos Asuras you make a bracha. But if you would paskin like the Rambam, that by Macholos Asuras you don't make a bracha, so you wouldn't make a bracha by Yom Kippur either.
Why?
Because maybe he learns that the pshat in Yom Kippur is like the chuya. It's not pshat, it's like Yom Tov Acher. It's like Yom Kippur's there. It's just you have a heter.
Okay,
it's
so
a chol of the shuvah the rash b'shver. The pashtus is what you said, Yaakov. The pashtus is what you said. That for sure the Rambam should agree that you make a bracha. And in Shulchan Aruch, on page 9. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Chola she'ochel biyom haKippur, chola that ate in Yom Kippur, v'nitziyashev daito v'inyin she'yochel levarich, tzorich lahaskia shel yom haKippur v'brikas hamazon." He has to mention Yom Kippur v'brikas hamazon. She'omer yalav v'yovo v'bo'nei Yerushalayim. He says yalav v'yovo v'bo'nei Yerushalayim. So m'mei l'vat. So Bavela, the same Shulchan Aruch who passes like the Rambam that you don't make a bracha on Macholos Asuras agrees by Yom Kippur. And Macholos Pashas, like you said, Yaakov. Macholos Pashas. Macholos Pashas.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay,
Simon? Who is it?
Mayor.
Mayor from Fairlawn.
Yes, from Fairlawn. I was thinking that one of the big differences between the case of Yom Kippur and Macholos Asuras could be that when you're eating on Yom Kippur, you're not eating Malchut Asura. The food is not Asura.
Right.
You gotta eat a Malchut.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know, maybe that was what you said, or maybe that was the difference between the two.
Yeah, so it should be totally no problem.
Oh, that's what you were saying? Okay.
Rebbe.
Yes, who's talking?
Mordechai Slovin.
Mordechai, how are you?
Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
Right, I don't really understand the truth of Sarash, but his Raya is by a woman who's Nenas. Because I think we learned in Soups last year that she can't change her Ratzon to become now, she can't now have Ratzon and just make the best of the situation, so to speak, because then she becomes Aser to her Baal. So there's that Fila, she can't change her Ratzon. It's not really an Ones case. We don't kill her, we don't make her bring a Korban, but it's still Aser for her to change her Ratzon.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the comparison. It's not
So therefore what?
You can't just say, well, once we're in an Uni situation in Yom Kippur, then everything gets thrown out the window. You still have to make the best of the situation.
Yeah. And therefore, what do you want to
therefore
say?
You have to make a bracha. You can't just say it's Uni, so we're going to treat it as if you're not doing anything wrong in the first
place. Right, that's the passage like what you're saying. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
It's
Ari
Schneider.
Ari Schneider?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Okay.
What would be pshat if he ate on purpose in Yom Kippur? And if you're gonna say like red, if you're gonna say like mayor, which is spoke, then and the distinction is not that it's aser food per se, but that on Yom Kippur it's aser. It's very different according to him. So maybe you would still say that it's under. That you make a bracha.
I couldn't hear you, Tom.
Is the question on Yom Kippur, is it that it's a davar aser, meaning it's an aser thing, or is it that the food is aser?
Right.
On Yom Kippur, the food's never aser.
Right.
It's just an aser thing.
Right.
So if you're going to say the reason why you don't make a bracha is because it's an aser thing, then even on Yom Kippur you wouldn't make a bracha, if you do it on purpose.
Right.
But if you're going to say it's just that the food is aser, then even if you did it on purpose on Yom Kippur.
Ari is making an interesting point. In other words, this din in the Haber and the Hagos Maimoni that says that you make a bracha on Yom Kippur was only talking about a chola, right? Right. They all speak about chola.
Yeah.
Right. So what would be the din if a person eats the mezid of Yom Kippur? I mean, if we saw you could have such a scenario that a person is eating b'mezid when he's not allowed to be eating, could he make a bracha? So you're saying that that it should be habahatalia?
I don't know.
It's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, it's only by a chola. Because in other words, it's mashma that only if you're not doing an avera, that's when you make a bracha. But if you're doing an avera, then you don't make a bracha. So what are you trying to say, Ellie?
The reason why he'd be allowed, he's having a drop from the food on Yom Kippur. It's not that he's allowed to eat the food on Yom Kippur.
So therefore, what should be the din? Well, so therefore, what's your conclusion? Therefore, what?
So therefore, that the Shulchan Aruch makes sense. It's not
that only by chola.
Yeah, in case
we said. But say you're not a chola and you eat on Yom Kippur. And you wouldn't make a bracha.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Right. And according to the Ravid, it shouldn't make a difference. According to the Ravid, you'd always make a bracha.
Well, right. If you say, well, not if you're saying that like the way that the Taz wants to explain.
Right. Okay. Now we're both sides. We're going to start. Does anyone have anything else to say? We're going to start the same topic, but a new Rambam, a different Rambam, and I want you to think about it, and then we'll continue. I don't know if we'll have time to finish it today, but we'll. What would you say without looking inside? The following case: you go to a store. Okay, you listening?
Yeah.
You go to the store. And you ask to buy some meat. You buy a certain amount of meat, $50 worth of meat, you bring it home, to your family. Okay? $50 worth of meat. Right? And then, and what happens is, you, unfortunately, you served it to your family, all of them meat, and it's all eaten up. And then it's found out that the meat that was purchased was trefa meat. So what's the deal? What's the din? No.
So, Simon?
Yeah?
I would say that according to the Rebbe...
Who's speaking?
Mayor.
Yeah, Mayor.
According to the Rebbe, you would for sure make a bracha, a korona. And that according to the Rambam...
Well, I'm not asking a bracha, a korona. I mean... Say you found out about it the next day. You already made a bracha rishona. You didn't know about it.
Yes,
you made a bracha rishona, you made a bracha achrona. So the question at hand is, do you have a right to get a refund from the salesman? What's the din?
Yes. Did the butcher
know? For sure, right?
Yeah. Did the butcher know?
The butcher, say he didn't know. But the bottom line is, now he knows. So he knows that he ended up selling you non-kosher food. Right? He sold you non-kosher food and you ate it. So he was machshul you in eating non-kosher food, right?
And it was a metaphor.
Correct? So the question at hand is, if he's machshul you to eat non-kosher food, so l'chora, the din should be, look, well, you ate, and there's nothing to talk about, so you'll do tshuva, whatever. But you ate, right? But the question is now in dine mominus. Well, do you have a right to get a refund? So what would you say? Well, call it for sure, right? Does anyone want to say otherwise?
I would like to say otherwise.
What?
I would like to say otherwise.
Who are you?
Ari Schneider.
Yeah?
I think that... Why should he get his money back? He had enough.
He could never know. How's he ever know?
You don't think he should get his money back?
All right.
But yeah, but he got.
In other words, he got a dinner's meal.
He got, and he didn't have to spend his own more money on the. How can you? You know, he didn't have to.
Well, let's
money.
Say it was priced the same amount. That in other words, it was a mistake in the delivery.
Okay.
So the price was the same $50 that he would have bought if it was kosher meat. It was just a mistake in the delivery.
Right.
So Aryeh says that he doesn't think he gets should get his money back.
But he got his money back.
Because he got his money's worth of food.
Yeah, otherwise he would have a free meal. He didn't have to spend money on...
Do you guys agree with Aryeh or disagree with him?
Disagree.
Who's you?
El Yada,
I disagree. Why?
Yeah. I think the Kenyan was never found.
The Kenyan was never chal.
Yeah.
I don't know, is the question of Kenyan being chal, is it a question that, I mean, it's in your stomach now.
The original Kenyan was never, you didn't want that. You didn't want that.
But the bottom line is you ate it.
How are you going to prove that you were the one that bought it?
No.
He didn't sit down.
What?
How
are
you
going to
prove that you're the one
of
people that bought it?
Because he knows.
I mean, it's clear that you wanted kosher meat. That's not a shayla.
Now that you ate the meat, there's no meat left to prove that you...
We're being honest here.
Yeah, we're seeing.
It's not good. No, so does anyone else have an opinion on this shayla?
Rebbe?
Yeah?
Because it was impossible for you to know that it wasn't kosher, so...
Who's speaking?
Kalman Oni.
Kalman, yeah?
It's in this case, it's impossible for you to know that it wasn't kosher, so that you ate it, it's not like you bought it and then you should have realized that it wasn't kosher, so therefore, now that you ate it, it's your achrayas and you know, you shouldn't get your money back. It's the whole trust is going into the fact that that what he's putting in his mouth is kosher. So how once he makes the kinyan, it should be the same din. It's just as if he's putting it in his mouth right away, because why should we expect anything else? He doesn't know whether or not it's kosher or not. What do you want from the guy? You know, he doesn't.
So therefore what?
So therefore, I think that he should get his money back.
He should get his money back.
Yeah.
Because he bought kosher meat and he ended up getting something he didn't pay for. But so he never got the kosher meat that he paid for. So he should get the whole thing back.
Yeah, but I'm saying especially because there was no way for him to know even after he got rid of the thing that he bought. There was no way for him to know otherwise.
Does anyone else want to say like Aryeh Schneider? Aryeh Schneider is a Shita Yechida.
I say you don't get the money back, also.
Who are you?
Mayor
Phelan?
For exactly Common's reason that you do get back, I think it makes sense that you should get the money back. If the guy had hanah from the meat because there was absolutely no way for him to know that it was not kosher, so he ate it as if it was kosher. So he got the complete hanah from the meat. So in that case, I would think you don't get the money back.
Really? Wow. So let's see what the Rambam says about that. On page 10. Hamocher boso lechaveiro. If you sold meat to your friend, v'nimso boso bechor, and it turns out that it wasn't meat that you eat. The meat was a meat from a bechor, right? If the animal's a bechor, you're not allowed to eat that meat because it's a korban. Or peiros, if you bought peiros, fruit, v'nimso utvalim, and it turns out that the peiros were not kosher because they were tevel. Shumas and maizes were not removed. Or yayin, v'nimso yayin nesach, or you bought yayin, and it turns out that the yayin is yayin nesach, masha ochal ochal. Whatever you ate, you ate. V'yachzilo es hadomim. But the guy, the seller, has to refund you the money. Okay? So he says that you get your money back. And anything that he sells you that's also to eat in HaTorah, so is the halacha that you get your money back. Whether it is or is it a kares, but now the Rambam makes a huge statement. Say someone sells you something that the Israel is only what? Midrabanan. So imha you are payers kayomi machzer as a payers from no tells the dog. This you didn't eat it yet, so you just refund it. You'll get your money back. But if you already ate, ochal the ein hamocher matzuloklum. Say for example, chametz over alav pesach. Let's take that as an example. We know that if you have chametz after Pesach that wasn't sold, that was owned by a Jew, say you have a Jewish storekeeper who's not religious, so he didn't sell his chametz, and after Pesach he sold you chametz over alav pesach, and you thought it was kosher. And it turns out it was also midrabanan. So the halacha is, and you ate it already. So the Rambam says there, you don't get a refund. You only get a refund if the israchila is the raisa, but not if the israchila is midrabanan. So Rabotai, what do you say to that? In other words, Aryeh Schneider wants to question the whole Rambam. But let at least us assume like the Rambam. That you don't get your money back by a deraisa. But by a derabanan, at least you should get your money back. No. By a derabanan, you don't. The sale is a sale, and you ate it, and you don't even get your money back. So how do we explain this difference in the Rambam Shita between a deraisa and a derabanan? How would you explain it, Rabbi? Hello?
Yeah.
Harabinefeld.
Hello.
Yes?
so he has to refund you the money because you meant to buy a kosher cake and he didn't give you that. But on the other hand, he gave you something and you took that by accident. So then you have to return it. But since it's not kosher midaraisa, so you don't have to return it because it's
But the rabbanon is also not kosher.
But the rabbanon, I think maybe the kinyan, you can say the kinyan is the kinyan counts, it comes into your hands. And as about you returning it to him.
I don't understand. How come by the rabbanon, the rabbanon is also non kosher?
Right, but I think already the kinyan goes, maybe your eyes, the kinyan goes over to you altogether.
Can you just explain it a little bit more to me?
So, I think with your eyes, so you can look at it as two different kinyan going on at the same time. On the one hand, you're giving him money to buy cake, but he doesn't give you that cake. He gives you a different one. No. Right, he gives you a different one. He gives you a non-kosher one. You want to buy a kosher one, he gives you a non-kosher one. So you gave him money, and he gave you a cake, but there's nothing on return for those two separate kinyan. In other words, you paid money, and he didn't give you anything. You took cake, but you didn't give him anything. Because you wanted to take kosher cake, but he, that's what you're expecting, and he didn't give you that.
I don't think I'm following what you're saying. It could be I'm not hearing it totally.
Oh, I don't know, maybe when you're buying cake, so if I'm trying to, I'm looking to buy a cake, so I pay money for it, and then we can look at it as the store owner doesn't give me anything. But at the same exact time, he gives me a non-kosher cake, but I didn't give him any money for that. So at the time we thought that I was giving him money for the non-kosher cake, but I didn't, since that wasn't my intention was to buy a kosher cake, so
right.
It's as if I gave him money and didn't get anything in return.
Right.
But at the same exact time, he gave me a non-kosher cake.
Right.
For which I didn't really pay for.
So what about by the Rabbanan?
So maybe the Rabbanan, the king and Sahal, all together as one. So I've bought the cake.
Yeah, but still not told you, you can't eat it.
Right, so but it's the same king instead of being two separate.
But bottom line is, it's you're not allowed to eat the Rabbanan tray just like you can't eat a Daraisa.
Yeah, but since I already paid for it.
But why should it be a difference? Okay, Rabotai, we're running a little short. The next time we'll have, it could be a Sunday and Monday, we'll let you know Rabbi Berger will be giving shir, but hopefully Tuesday we'll resume. Think about this, there was a world famous Nesivus, well, probably the most famous Nesivus there is in Shulchan Aruch that discusses this distinction in the Rambam. And then after we see what the Nesivus says, we're going to go back to the original Rambam about Bracha Macholas Asuras and see how it all ties in. Okay, everybody? So we'll start Chumash in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be back.
You call me back?
Yeah.
Okay.